playing against those guys.
You've known him since what age?
Sixth grade. He was in sixth grade. I was in sixth grade. He was in seventh.
And you guys played? You guys played AAU ball together?
We played against each other actually the first time, and then I transferred over to Porter Gal where he was, and then he's always been a year older than me. But yeah, we played AAU for.
My teammates, my coaches, my family.
5 years after that.
So what do you have you ever played with anybody as tall as Uroš?
I have not. He's definitely the tallest basketball player I've played with. And he's a great player. I'm definitely glad that we have him on our team, that we don't have to play against him, because he's got a lot of skill. I know he has high expectations as a basketball player, but he's a really good player.
Did it surprise you of his shooting? Yeah, I heard the kid can shoot.
Yeah, definitely, because I remember when I first met him, he was in here working out, and I was expecting to come in and see him doing some low post stuff, but he was out here shooting threes like a guard, and so that was definitely intriguing for me as his teammate to see. But yeah, he's definitely a great shooter as well.
Telling you to shoot is something that they have to do a lot. How much have you heard that so far?
I've heard it a good bit. It's kind of new to me, because throughout high school I've always had great teammates like Aaron Neesmith and Jake Lanford, who's at Yale, and Harrison Watley, who's at NYU. So I didn't really have to score the ball as much. But this past year, I definitely, with those guys leaving and going off to college, I definitely had to score the ball a lot more. And just being able to be in attack mode a lot hasn't really been in my nature, but I know that I have to get to the places that I want to be.
Your most comfortable distributing. Running a team. Mm-hmm. When did that feel natural to you?
From a young age, because my dad always, he was my coach until about eighth grade. He always put me at the point guard position. And so I always had the ball in my hands running the team. And so I feel like just early on, with him being able to do that, kind of put those instincts in my mind.
Given you a shooting ability, do you anticipate more pick and rolls or pick and pops? Have you a chance to throw him an alley-oop yet?
I have. He's definitely good inside and out, but it's whatever coach calls and whatever we read, because he can do both.
And I noticed the chocolate milk. Are you the biggest chocolate milk aficionado on this team?
I'd say I am. I try to drink like three of these a day. They're delicious too.
Cruz Farms?
Yeah, Cruz Farms.
Hey, when you get here as a newcomer, coming into a team that, you know, has had some recent success, number one team in the country for several weeks, do you feel like that you already know what the expectations are? Is that something that you're still working on?
I feel like we have big expectations for ourselves. I know that they did a lot of things last year that we're trying to replicate. But we know that if we just listen to Coach Barnes and execute the way he wants us to, that he's going to put us in a position to win a lot of basketball games. I was blessed to be invited to all the camps and being able to take part in all the other events. But I would say probably winning a gold medal is probably at the top. That was a lot of fun. It was last summer, and to getting to know the coaches that we had and the players that we had, we were really able to build lifelong relationships in that short period of time. And then being able to win a gold medal for your country is a lot of fun.
I mean, you're obviously coming in with a lot of hype. Mm-hmm. What are your goals this year?
My individual goals, I don't really have any. I just want to come in and win basketball games. That's what I feel like I can do. I can help this team do is win basketball games. I don't really have, like, I want to win this or that. I just want to win basketball games for the University of Tennessee.
And how much do you think about the NBA? And I'm sure you've seen mock drafts that already have you know, going in the first round. I mean, is that registered? Is that on your radar?
I don't really pay attention to that, because that's really just somebody else's opinion. I'm not really worried about it. I'm worried about every game that we have here and the opportunity I get to have to play here.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. No problem.
How well have you fit in with Jordan Bowden and Lamonte Turner? About what you expected when you signed with Tennessee and gelling with those guys?
It's actually been a lot better, because those guys, they've really taken all the freshmen under their wings and really taken a step in trying to get to know us and teach us what Tennessee is about on and off the court. And so them being great leaders for us has been really fun.
Have you had your welcome to college basketball moment yet?
Yeah, that probably was the first week, just how hard and intense the workouts were, because I used to work out a lot in high school, but it's definitely a lot more intense and a lot tougher here, and just like hurting just walking to class, but I definitely got used to it.
How much did the appeal of seeing Coach Barnes develop Jordan Bone these last 3 years appeal to you throughout the recruiting process?
It was definitely a big appeal because you're a good high school player, this and that, but you always want to be a good college player. You don't know how it's going to translate, and seeing how he was able to elevate all of his guards' games over the years, it says a lot about him and his coaching staff and how they work here.
We've read about you having a really good relationship with Lamonte Turner and Jordan Bowden, but do you have that relationship with Jordan Bone, even though he's not here?
Oh, yeah.
You can, like, text him, call him if you have any questions.
For sure. I definitely don't like to bug the guys who are in the NBA too much because I know they have a busy schedule, but they're always telling me that if I need anything on and off the court, that they're just one phone call away. And I definitely have a great relationship with a lot of the guys from the team last year who aren't here and definitely everybody on the team now.
How much pride do you take in the fact that four starters off of last year's team are in the NBA right now?
I mean, it means a lot. I'm happy for each and every one of those guys. It says a lot about this program and what type of people they are, and I'm just happy for them.
You knew Grant pretty well, right? How's he doing up in Boston?
He's doing really good. He's really enjoying it. They're working him hard, but he loves every bit of it.
What was it that appealed to you about Tennessee? I mean, we're one of the first really heralded recruits to sign here.
There was a lot from when I came on my visit and just talking to the coaches over the years because they were my first SEC offer back in middle school in eighth grade. So just the relationship that they built with my family and me over the years and how much care and detail they took into the recruiting process. And they didn't really tell me what I wanted to hear all the time, which was good. They told me that I had a lot of areas to improve in, and they showed me how they could help me out on and off the court here.
Did that stand out to you, not being told everything you want to hear?
For sure, because you know as a player that you have a lot of room for improvement, definitely as a high school player with big dreams. And so just for them being able to be honest with me over the years, it meant a lot.
Have you experienced any Rick Barnes pranks yet?
No, not any pranks, but he's always joking around. Not necessarily any pranks, though. I'm waiting for those.
What kinds of things has Lamonte done to kind of show leadership during this offseason?
Oh, wow. It's been a lot. There's, like, when he was hurt over the offseason with his shoulder injury, Coach Barnes would get on me a lot because I have a little bit of a learning curve, and he would always take me to the side if I was off and just tell me that Coach Barnes isn't really yelling at you. He just wants to get the best out of you, and he's just testing you so that by the time the game comes that you'll be able to execute when you need to. And that just went a long way. And then he would also sit in on my workouts, a lot of the other freshman workouts, and just tell us what he saw and what ways we could tweak things to be able to compete at the college level.
What has Jordan Bone told you about playing point guard in this program? What have you learned from him about that process and all that goes in?
He's definitely said it's tough. Coach Barnes is definitely tough on all his players, but specifically his point guards. But he says it's a lot of fun. Once you know what he wants and you're able to execute it at a high level, there's nothing like it. He said he loved every minute of it, even though Coach Barnes would get on him a lot. He said he wouldn't trade it for the world.
Coach Barnes mentioned you had the groin. How long have you been limited at practice with it?
I came back in practice last week, and then it started bothering me a little bit. But it's been about a couple weeks now, but I'm getting better. I'm still sitting out of practice just for precautionary reasons. But I'm getting better day by day.
Have you heard any comparisons to any players, other recent college players, NBA players, that your game sort of compares to?
I haven't. I don't really pay attention to any of that. I try to play like a lot of college players, like a lot of NBA players, and implement what they do well in my game, but I haven't really heard anything. I don't really listen to that.
Who are some of those that you look up to?
I definitely look up to Chris Middleton, even though he's more of a two guard. He is more like a big brother to me, so I actually have a really good relationship with him, and he's worked me out. I've worked out with him for the past couple of years, and so I definitely say I look up to him a lot. He's taught me a lot over the years. I like John Wall's game, and and De'Aaron Fox, two Kentucky guys. And then just how they're able to use their speed and quickness and IQ to get by people. I'd definitely say Damian Lillard as well, even though he's a smaller guard.
Pull up from 35?
I'm working on it, yes, sir.
You prefer Josiah Jordan James to the height?
It doesn't matter. That's my name, but it doesn't matter. Okay. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, from my point of view, that is your first name is
Josiah Jordan. Yes, sir.
At what point did he get Jordan?
I just go by Josiah. My mom usually, she wants me to be called Josiah Jordan James, but Josiah is fine. JJJ is fine. It doesn't really matter to me.
But that was your given name with the high school?
Yes, sir.
Did you look at the schedule this year at all and what crossed your mind? Because Coach Barnes' schedules are always very challenging.
It's definitely going to be a lot of fun. We have a young team. We have three or four guys who have real NCAA play experience. So it's definitely going to be a lot of fun for us younger guys. I think it'll be a learning curve. We're going to be, I would say we'll probably be pretty nervous going into the first game, but I feel like as the season gets going and as we play really good teams and as we start to gel together, it'll be a really good season.
How would you describe your game? What do you consider your strengths?
I say I'm a very versatile player. I'm a big guard. I feel like I have a really good feel for the game, a high IQ. I can guard 1 through 3 at this level. And I can bring. I really just want to win. You put me on the court with four of the guys, and I'll just go out there and do anything that the team needs to win.
How are you defensively right now? How do you feel about guarding smaller point guards and things like that?
It's definitely. I definitely think that I can do it in games. Being able to go up against guys like Jordan Bowden, Jalen Johnson, Victor Bailey, and definitely Lamonte Turner. Just being able to guard those guys each and every day has helped my defensive game a lot. I feel like I've come a long way.
I'm guessing when you signed here, you probably thought there's a decent chance we're going to be playing with Grant, playing with Jordan Bone. What was your reaction when you saw the progress they made this past year and that they ended up entering?
I'm happy for those guys. I knew there was always a possibility that they could leave, and I feel like they made the best decision for themselves, and I'm glad they did it.